We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought. Should the man always pay for the first date?
Yes.
I'm gonna say, you took too long to answer that, brother. Jesus, what is wrong with you?
I had to think.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 27. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So this question is coming from something I came across while perusing the streets that I don't normally go to, and that is of the Book of Face, right? And this guy came and said, man, look, I'm still trying to process this. She asked me to meet her at Texas Roadhouse for lunch. We ate, everything cool, check comes, and I slide it her way, because if you invite somebody out, you either got it or you at least speak on it. She goes, why are you giving me that? I don't have money. I said, hold up, you asked me out. She hits me with the, a man is supposed to pay. That's when I knew it wasn't about lunch. It was about a test I didn't sign up for. I'm not doing no dine and dash. So I went up front, paid for mine, tipped, and roll out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see? Now, he said his phone started blowing up after, and he stands on this. Don't invite people to places with no plan, and don't use gender roles to cover up bad communication. There's a lot to unpack here, even down to the last part, the bad communication. Was it?
No, because what is someone going to say? Hey, would you like to go out for lunch? You know, we've been talking on this app for a week or two. Would you like to join me for lunch? By the way, you're the guy, you're paying, right? what are they really supposed to say? I mean, anytime I've been on a first date, I've always paid. Even if they were like, hey, what are you doing?
That's unsaid, right? That's an unwritten rule.
Oh, I'm from the South, so that keep that in mind, from the South.
Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you right there, because he had a follow-up video. And as you will hear, he too is from the South. The S-O-U-F, the South.
South?
The South. Ladies and gentlemen, white chocolate.
All right, y'all. Quick update on my Texas Roadhouse date post. That thing got out of hand real fast. It was a lot of hate off in them comments and a lot of people in agreement with me. But this was never about me not wanting to pay for the dinner date. Everything was cool. Oh, and remind you, this was a first time meeting. We chatted on social media. So everything was cool. Check came. I slid it to her just joking around, see what she's going to say. She could have easily said, okay, I got it, or let's split the bill. Hey, I had full intentions of taking it back and I was going to pay for it. I ain't that kind of man. But since she instantly went to, that's a man's job to pay for this. You know, in my head, my mood changed. Hold on.
I think this is damage control, because you notice certain things change, right?
What?
Now it's a dinner date. When he wrote it was lunch.
Yeah.
Now he was joking when he slid it to her. Come on.
Okay. Let's break this down, whether it's lunch or dinner. I see his point. Oh. That you invited me out. Now, again, first date, he should have just went with the intent to pay. But I have been in situations where somebody invited me out, and then all of a sudden check comes, and next thing you know, they're Stevie Wonder. They're like this. They didn't see the check.
Know.
Yeah, I just what is that? Oh, is that the check? I had no idea. Yeah, I totally get where he's coming from. Because you don't want to feel used, right? But to me, if I was him, I'd have still paid if the date wasn't good. Because here's the deal. If the date was great and he really liked her, he probably would have made the video.
Oh, but he may not have slid her. Okay, here's the thing. It's a date. whether it was a lunch date or a dinner date, that means they sat down and ate. It's Texas Roadhouse. We know they're not the fastest when it comes to service, so they were there at least 30 to 45 minutes, all right? It doesn't matter if they ordered appetizers or a whole damn meal. They were there for a little bit. If you were not able to communicate your sense of humor in that short period of time, so when you slid her the check, he said it was about a test when he wrote that thing out. That's when I knew it wasn't about lunch. It was about a test I didn't sign up for. You gave her the test according to your video when you said, I slid her the check as a joke.
Yeah, no. I would never even slid the check. Like, if the check comes, I got it. I'm not even going to joke about it. I just automatically have it. But again, I think if the date was great and he was attracted to her and everything, he wouldn't have done that.
Mm. Okay. Because, you know, I'm assuming they met up there. But she should know certain things about him immediately, if not, and he picked her up from her work establishment or somewhere else and went there. Did he open the door? Or did he just pull up and say, get in?
No, right? First date, you don't have somebody to come pick you up. This ain't the 1960s. That's not safe.
Okay, true. I haven't dated in a while. I don't know these.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, you don't have someone pick you up on your first date. You don't
know
that. Did he
open the front door of Texas Roadhouse to her? For her.
What if she was already inside waiting at the bar? What if she was sitting at the host stand? I mean, who cares? The whole point is, if you're going to go on a date with somebody and it's the first date, guy, I think you should be planning to pay. Now, I'm also going to say, guys, be cautious. Because let's say they go to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, and then they go to a pool hall for drinks afterwards and play a game of pool. Now, would I think she could easily offer to pay for the pool or buy the first round of drinks at the pool hall? That's a good sign if they do that.
Here we
if
go
they don't 50, do anything.
50.
No, I'm not saying 50-50, because that's assuming that it's the exact same dollar amount. All I'm saying is, if I take you out to dinner and drinks, let's say dinner and drinks at Texas Roadhouse for two, $80. And that's like living high on the hog.
The date was dinner.
If we go to another bar after that and we get two beers, that's $10. And she pays the $10 for the two beers. Great. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's nice. But yet, if y'all keep constantly going out, every time y'all go out, she doesn't even reach or offer to buy you a cup of coffee, I would have an issue with that.
I know you would. Because this is one of those things for you. But here's the thing. Okay. I have an issue with his story. When I first read it, I was like, yeah, bro, I'm right there with you. I heard his follow-up video. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm right there with you. Then I say, let's talk about this. And I look at it again, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm starting to see holes in this. Then I listen to it again, and I'm like, I'm finding more holes. Because here's the thing. I'm trying to process. She asked me to meet her at Texas Roadhouse for lunch. Now, here is my question. Did he say, yo, you know, we should go get lunch sometime? She goes, yeah, let's do Texas Roadhouse. Was that her asking him? I want to know how this was asked. There are so many different ways this can be and how it was. I want to hear. Okay, I'm turning it to Terrell. I want to hear her side of the story.
You want to see the whole tape? You want to see the rest of the tape?
Well, I'm turning it to you, damn it.
I'll be honest. When I first heard this story, I was thinking, y'all lost me at Texas Roadhouse. Like, that's going to be your first date place is Texas Roadhouse? This tells me a lot about the couples that are involved in this conversation. Because
hold up.
I would not.
I would just tell you, Texas Roadhouse, it was not a bad first date.
How's it not a bad first date?
Well, you get to test the coolness of the person. What's your vibe? It's Texas Roadhouse.
I want to see how cool and what your vibe is. So I'm going to take you to this cheap-ass chain restaurant that has all their dressings, everything in a bag that's frozen. They defrost. They got these frozen steaks that we ship here. Make it seem like we're a steakhouse, but we're really not. Come on now.
The fact that you're shitting on Texas Roadhouse where you used to work at something worse is terrible to me.
Yeah, but what would I take someone to the place I worked at before? You know, the place with an apple and then there's...
And a bee.
And a bee. I love working there. Part of my career was shaped through that organization. I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And back when I worked there, the food was different than it is now.
No, it was the same. Mm.
Well, no, it was back then. It was new 7.5 ounce steaks. Now it's the same 7.5 ounce steaks. They're just throwing different toppings on it. But back then it was new. But it's not a place I would take someone on a date right now. Now, if I was like a blue collar worker, you know, married, two kids, Texas Roadhouse, Applebee's, that's what they're designed for. That's what they're made for that family. I'm not going there.
Does this look like a white collar executive job this brother has?
Well, just because he speaks like that, we're assuming the brother can't be an executive. It sounds like you're judging how he speaks.
You're judging where they went
you
to go.
You called him white. You called him white chocolate just because of the tone of his voice.
If you didn't see him, I bet you would have thought he looked different. I bet you would have thought he looked different. Don't try to put this on me.
No, I'm just saying you're judging, assuming.
You started a judgment with Texas. You know, I'm not.
I judge anybody that will go to Texas Roadhouse for a first date. I would judge anybody for doing that.
It was a lunch date, according to what he wrote.
It could be breakfast. A little Cracker Barrel for breakfast. I would judge that too. There's other breakfast places you can go. I'd rather you go to Torchy's and get some tacos and talk. What the hell is Torchy's?
Yes.
Torchy's tacos?
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's probably not there eating breakfast
just,
either.
Just enjoy your Roadhouse, Yanni. Whatever, Jesus Christ. I can't help you.
Apparently not. But you know what? We can help. As I was perusing the comment section, I realized that we need to actually address some of the stuff in the comment section at times. You know, we always say that we read all the comments. Yes, we're speaking French now.
Got it.
we need to do this, okay? So one of the things, we do read every comment, right? Go back and check them. And I was like, you know, what about some of these that popped up from the last one? Because there's some things that popped up from Random Thoughts, episode 26. And there was a comment here from Miss Humble Star that says, short men like Terrell has a lot of confidence. The grammar police in me wanted to hit the thumbs down. But, you know, we have a rule here. So,
yeah,
she got two thumbs up and both of those were from you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it. You liked it. And I like how William Penn says 5'10 isn't short. Thank you. I am 5'10. But also, there's a reason he's single. Okay. There's a reason a lot of people are single.
First of all, what was... Yeah, this I really want to know how tall this person is. Miss Humblestar, I want to know how tall. Because if she says, and I'm 5'2", you ain't got no business calling anybody short. See, this is the issue. 5'2", 1 to 6'5" and up.
Yeah, and what's wrong with short men having confidence?
You're not short, though. Average.
I know that. I'm not average. But what's wrong with short men having confidence?
See, this is where I have an issue in that. Now, you may have an issue with this next one.
She comments a lot about me. She has Terrell derangement syndrome.
TDS, huh?
Just TDS.
Well, this one has not been to Planet Fitness because she does not understand this is a no judgment zone because the judgment is in here. So Terrell don't like black women. Check.
Goodness, why am I the only one that gets judged?
Because
out of all the stuff that you said, just because I said I don't like bondage doesn't mean I don't like black women. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that. Not to get away from the bonnets completely, but also Brooklyn Bone Bella says, wait, you're making her take the bonnet off and not even going to be enough to mess up her hair.
Like some nights you just want the quickie. It's not a marathon every night. Not at 51. It's not. So yeah, just take the bonnet off 15 minutes or so. Put it back on. Let me roll over and go to sleep. I don't have to look at it.
I still don't understand the whole obsession with the bonnet having to be removed. I do not understand this. Like, what is really going on here?
I don't know. Like, ladies, like, a guy has a do-rag on. You'd still want him to keep the do-rag on? I feel like it's like your socks. Like, when people are getting you undressed, they want you to take your socks off. I feel like the bonnet, the do-rag, it's like a sock. You should take it off.
All right, we're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there. You know, matter of fact, you've made it this far in the comment section, because as you can see, we do read them. Shall we go with Durag this time? Since you brought that up, comment Durag. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how people spell Durag in this one, but go ahead and leave it there, because we appreciate you, whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this later as one of the randoms. Thank you for being along on this journey with us. Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Showed. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Coming soon. Good. Because there's a lot to talk about since you made that move to Crypt Keeper country, you know, that's
Crypt Keeper country.
Well, you know, Crypt Keeper, he owns and runs the Dallas Cow Parks. To all our podcast fam, listen on your favorite platform. Do us a favor, please. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. They really do help, and we do read them. As a matter of fact, we'd love to get some more of those up on here as well. Before we bring in producer Lola, I saw this popping up on social, right? And I was like, what's going on? And I love when these people go to war on social. And I feel like the social media handlers for these companies either deserve some penalties or a reward, right? And some of these definitely deserve penalties, like this one. From McDonald's started this whole thing, and their CEO decided to prove he was eating one of their products, as he called it, right?
Heard about it. Here it is, the Big Arch. I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know. So here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. Let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it. Got so much to it.
No, it doesn't.
That is so good. That's a big bite for a Big Arch.
That man has got size issues.
Lane. You could tell he is. Looking at that burger looks so sad.
It did. I thought it was just me because I don't like lettuce.
Gosh, so big. Or whatever. And I'm going to eat this for my lunch, which tells me you normally don't eat that for your lunch.
Right. I'm going to eat this for my lunch. Yeah. You kids, you don't touch this at all. It's
don't
what it sounds like.
At home.
And don't by kids, I mean my kids. Don't you touch this. That's what that gave. It gave out of touch, didn't it? I mean,
It did.
Why did they think that this was something good to put out? Because even, that's a big bite for a big. You barely took a bite into it. A kid would have taken a bigger bite out of that.
Yeah.
Terrible, right? Okay. Burger King decided to jump in and said, hey, let me show you how it's done.
Tastes that good in the first bite and that good in the last bite.
That's a bite.
Not bad, right?
Only one thing missing. A napkin.
Only one thing missing. A napkin. Bullshit.
Okay. Bullshit. You got to give him a little credit. First of all, that burger, the presentation looked better. They wrapped it up well. It was together. And even as they're fixing it, because I had to chop this video down a little bit anyway, but neatly put together, which it doesn't look like that when you go order it, but you know, right. It looked good. But he took a real bite out of it. And when he said the napkin, because he had food in his mouth, which I mean, you take a big bite of one of these messy ass burgers, this is what happens, right?
Oh, if you're thinking that he ad-libbed that was just off the cuff, that he said, you know what this needs is a napkin, then I believe you. He did it. He did it. Their marketing team said, do this. Here's what you're going to do.
Make sure you bite it enough that we get a little piece right here.
A little dab of mayonnaise just right there in the corner. And then you're going to say, line.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Then in steps the YN of burger chains. And this, tell me if the YN description is absolutely correct for what they did here.
Down to our kitchen here at Wendy's to try Baconator today. Of course, we're starting with our Wendy's Square Patty, fresh, never frozen beef. Absolutely nothing better. Oh, of course, you gotta have a Frosty with a burger. Okay. Is this set up today? Oh, wait, our machines are always working.
That's a burger.
This is exactly the way a great hamburger should be. You gotta top it off with a fries and Frosty.
Oh yeah, that's not his first time eating yeah. Wendy's fries and a shake. That's and Frosty. Look, the way he did that, had he eaten the fry by himself and put a spoon in that Frosty, he'd be like, "Yeah, no, you've never done this before."
Right. He did it right. Took multiple bites of the burger, mm-hmm. but if you look also, he made the burger.
Yes,
that is what coming from a guy that worked fast food for 7 years, mm-hmm. and if I were to see my CEO come back there, even though it was for the cameras, but yeah. watch him cook his own burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great.
Not only cook it, he cooked it, but then created it himself. And he made it the way I like it, with none of that nasty stuff like lettuce and tomatoes and pickles and all that crap on it.
All the good stuff? Yeah.
Sure. No, it had the good stuff. The meat, the cheese, and the bacon. That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
But to your point, he did cook it. He made it himself. And then ate damn near the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, what happened when they cut the cameras, we can't speak for, but...
he could have spit it out. Who knows? But I think growing up in the fast food world, especially working in... My brother worked at Wendy's mm-hmm. when he was in high school. I was at Sonic. And, of course, you had to try your competition. So I get mm-hmm. McDonald's. I get Burger King. Right. I mean, they all have their different things about them. But Wendy's has been a good brand. Gotta give it to them. Wendy's been pretty good.
I love when they go at it on social because this just shows you whoever's there. Judging from these three, as you watch it, is Wendy's the clear winner in this?
Yeah, he took bites mm-hmm. and topped it off with a French fry in the Frosty. Like, he eats the food there. The McDonald's guy, I don't think he eats McDonald's at all. And the Burger King guy was like, well, y'all making me do this, so fine.
Make it look good. Make it look pretty. One bite only is all I'm taking.
Yeah. And one of those, like, remember the cold plunge challenge that people used to do back in the day? And yeah. like, okay, you're making me do this, fine. I'm going to act like I'm into it, but I'm not. That's what Burger King looked like.
So, producer Lola is back. Lola, you saw the videos. You agree? Wendy's won this entire challenge here, that the social media challenge?
Well, to be honest with you, neither of them look like they eat these food on a regular basis. But
why? Because they're not 250?
they look like they do not eat that at all. But on the topic of fast food, though, what do you guys think about tipping? Is a fast food chain a place where you would tip or not tip?
Okay, fast food place, like if we're talking like Mickey D's, The King, Wendy's, especially Mickey D's, where you go in now and you got to order yourself, pay yourself. The only thing they don't make you do is go back there and cook it your damn self. That's the only thing they don't make you do. If I'm tipping, I'm tipping me. I need some money back.
Okay.
What? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I think it depends. Like a Sonic, and I'm biased because I did work there. And I wore roller skates and, you know, took food to cars. We got tips, you know, but we weren't expecting a tip. And I think in most fast food places, not expecting it, because they tend to make either minimum $7.25 an hour or $10 an hour. They're not expecting tips. If they get it, it's a bonus. I think tipping is good karma. If you have it, you can do it. I found, like, you think during the pandemic when all the restaurants were closed and they opened it back up to go only, mm-hmm. I tipped heavy because I knew that staff wasn't making the money that they used to make.
Right.
And so I just did it, and it made me mm-hmm. feel good. But also I feel like during the pandemic financially, I was fine, not because I tipped. I just feel like it's good karma to do. If you can, great. But at a McDonald's, would I tip? No.
Okay. What about when you walk up to the counter and you place your order and then, you know, they're like, okay, if you just answer the question, Like, I walk my ass up here to the counter to place this order. What do you mean? Answer the question. Yes, I would like a 25% tip, please.
I see that more at the, I get that from like the drive-through coffee shops.
Yes.
More so than I do the fast food places. So it's just going to ask you a couple questions. And even still, I'll still tip a dollar because it's not like when I go to a little drive-through coffee shop, they don't have a pot and just going to pour it into a cup here. Like they're actually having to, you know, grind the beans, make it the way I want, add my cinnamon powder, add my half and half, mix it up.
You mean their job?
Exactly. But I still might, break them off a dollar. It's a dollar.
Okay. How much is your coffee?
Average $3.50 to $4.50, depending on the shop.
Okay. And a dollar at least. You see, because this thing when they do, there was it 10%, 15%, 20 to 25% is what they have up there. I mean, I know you have a big tipping rule, especially, and I get it. In a restaurant, I have no issue in this, right? I have no issue if I'm sitting down in a restaurant. Matter of fact, I actually relish in the fact that I see this waitress thinking she's not getting much of a tip, if any at all, because she looked at me and she says, he ain't tipping. I'm stereotyping. And so I leave but if the service is good, I'm still going to leave a good tip. And watch this. And I like to sneak in and around by the host stand and look back just to see their look when they see how much I left.
What if your steak was not cooked right and you had to send it back?
I don't send it back.
Okay, your food came out cold. The food wasn't good, but the service was good. Do you still do 20%?
Yeah.
Or do you take out the food on the server?
I work backwards. You start off with a good tip.
So you just taking, that's the equivalent of you just putting 10 ones up there.
Yes.
And anytime they walk up, something's all right, you just take one away.
Yep. Because here's the thing about this. Why is my food cold? Because it was made. Did you take your time to go get it? If I've been sitting here with my glass empty for too long, yes, I'm taking that out too, because
Those two different scenarios. Your glass being empty, server's fault.
Yes.
Your food being cold, it's not the server's fault. No, yes. It's not the server's fault.
Pick up my damn food.
It's not the server's fault. There's a bunch of people. No, you haven't worked in a restaurant. I'm telling you, that's not how it works. The server doesn't only go back there and grab their own table's food. There's other servers back there supposed to run food. There's a manager there to make sure that the hot food goes out hot. If the server is busy because they got multiple tables, they got double sat. You might not understand what that means, but double sat means you got to like take more time at these other tables to get their drink orders. And they have a little kid and they want the kid to order for themselves. They want him to feel like an adult. And then you're standing there another 5 minutes trying to figure out what the hell little Johnny wants. No, it's not the server's fault that they didn't bring your food out. Well, it was hot. The manager's fault that the food came out the kitchen cold.
Then let the manager handle my tip. Because in the words of Bad Boys, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't care.
I get it. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that
I'm supposed to be. Oh my God! Thank you for finally bringing my food. No, can you?
Just saying that's not.
I'm glad
the
you put
fault.
It in the refrigerator for me. Yeah.
It's not the waiter's fault when your food doesn't come out hot. That's all I'm saying. It's not the server.
Well, you know what? I'll put it like this. You got to treat the server like you do the customer service person when you're calling and you're upset. And you got to go, hey, you're not getting paid enough for what I'm about to say next. Put me on the phone with your supervisor.
Wow.
That's how you got to handle it sometimes. At the end of the day, look, you are my liaison. You represent the company right now as when you come to my table. If the service isn't right, whether it's you or the others, because my tip, here's the thing. If I leave a 25% tip, mm-hmm. how much are they tipping out the people in the back, right? But if I leave you less and make it 15 instead of the 25, then guess what? You keep all of that. Tell those slow people in the back not to.
No, that's not how it works.
I know that's not how it works.
What happens, there's a tip out. Oftentimes, the server has to tip out the host and the bartender. Now, some restaurants may let them tip out the cook, but it doesn't matter what you tipped. It's their overall sales and what they got in tips. They have to tip out anyway. So whether you tip them well or not, they're still losing money because they have to tip out.
Then blame the manager. Tell the manager, hey, my tips are low because your ass didn't have this thing running properly.
This is why everybody should work in a restaurant at least 1 year in their life. Yeah, no, I think everybody should. Yeah. Everybody should work in a restaurant at least 1 year.
No.
No? Yeah, I think they should. We can agree or disagree. Everybody should work in a restaurant at least 1 year.
I'm glad you're my holier than thou.
I am better than you. Do you see the beams of light coming out of these hands right now as I'm talking about this? Do you see the magic? Do you see the glow?
I see pure... I'm going to leave that one alone. Terrell is always going to rally for the servers. And I don't...
Yep.
You know what? I don't fault you for that, and that's great. But if my shit comes out cold, my tip's going to be cold too, plain and simple.
Okay.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Gistero.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Gistel, at RGRT Pod, and on IG at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a